We are the Community Health Advocate School, and we were created based on a need from the community. And so what happened is when this school was being built, the Los Angeles Unified School District made it available so that groups of teachers or community members or business owners, pretty much any group of people that wanted to get together, could write a proposal to open this campus, which is Augustus F. Hawkins. And during that time, there were actually two teachers who are currently still on our staff who worked with a larger design team to open the entire campus. And so one of the schools that was born out of that was the Community Health Advocate School. And so what they began to find is, as they surveyed the community here in South Central Los Angeles, that there was a lot of trauma that the community had experienced historically, and that there was a great need for healing. And so as they continue to talk to families and young people and nonprofit organizations, churches that, you know, have had an impact in the community, they began to realize that there was a definite need to not only make young people aware of the, you know, historical issues that have plagued the community, but also to empower them so that they could then become the future social workers, the future teachers, the future counselors, therapists for this community. And that's how the Community Health Advocate School began, out of that sort of need that was expressed from the community. We are part of what's called a zone of choice in the Los Angeles Unified School District. And in our zone of choice, there's three schools, which are the three existing schools here at Augustus F. Hawkins. And so they're able to self-select based on their interests. And also we do recruitment. So we go to our local feeder middle school, which is just a couple blocks down the street, and John Muir Middle School. And we present to the eighth graders who are then our incoming ninth graders. And we take, you know, mainly it's a mainly student-centered presentation where our students go and show them what we're doing at Hawkins, and then in particular what each small school is focused on. And so then the eighth graders, with the help of their guidance counselor and their parents, of course, select the, they rank the schools 1, 2, 3. And then the district does their best to give them their first choice. And then we also have what we call open enrollment. So students who are not necessarily in our geographic area are able to elect to come here if they choose to. And then there's also what are called permits. So if a student really wants to come here, maybe, you know, they're experiencing some sort of problems in at their own home school, they can also request permission to be accepted here. So that's pretty much how we get our student population.